News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur and in today's episode, we bring you the spirit of Diwali, the festival of lights as it is celebrated across Northeast India. We'll also take you into the heart of Assam, the land of blue hills and red rivers, known for its lush landscapes and vibrant traditions. Assam stands as a melting pot of history, culture and diversity. Our special correspondent, Regina S. Nair, shares her captivating experiences from this stunning northeastern gem. But first, let's head to Nagaland, where a groundbreaking innovation is taking shape. Researchers at Nagaland University have developed a flexible supercapacitor device set to revolutionize next-generation wearable electronics, electric vehicles, and renewable energy systems. Going beyond lab theory, the team has successfully built a working prototype, demonstrating the real-world potential of their device. This pioneering work not only showcases the scientific brilliance emerging from India's Northeast, but also marks a bold stride toward the nation's vision of sustainable and self-reliant energy solutions. Our Kohima correspondent Mary brings us the full report.
The research was led by Dr. Vijayat H., assistant professor in the Department of Physics, and research scholar Bewil Mahru. Their findings were recently published in the prestigious journal RSC Advances. Unlike traditional batteries, the flexible supercapacitor can store large amounts of energy and deliver rapid power bursts. It uses cobalt-doped molybdenum diselenide, a cutting-edge two-dimensional material synthesized using a simple and eco-friendly hydrothermal process. This makes the technology not only effective but also suitable for industrial-scale production. While immediate applications include health monitoring devices, IoT gadgets, and robotics, the real breakthrough lies in its promise for next-gen electric vehicles. The research was carried out entirely at Nagaland University's Lumami campus within the Advanced Materials for Device Applications Research Lab, with funding from the Anusandhan National Research Foundation and technical support from the Indian Institute of Science, Bengaluru. Dr. Vijayat stated that flexible capacitors like this one could significantly enhance regenerative braking, provide acceleration boosts, and even extend battery life. He added that this could help reduce India's reliance on imported batteries and support the vision of an Atmanirbhar Bharat. Bewil Mahru noted that the next phase of the research focuses on improving device safety, optimizing performance, and moving toward pilot-level production. Potential industry collaborations are in progress. For Northeast Diary, this is Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And folks, now we head to Tripura, where the International Day of Older Persons was observed with deep respect and vibrant community participation. Our Agartala correspondent Aditya Datta has the story.
The elderly are the foundation of our society. Their experience, sacrifice and lifelong struggles have shaped the world we live in today. At every stage of life, they have guided us with values, wisdom and culture. Therefore, caring for them, showing respect and ensuring their dignity in the later years of life are our moral and social duties. In today's fast-paced world, we often forget this responsibility amid our busy schedules. Yet, what the elderly need most is love, affection, security and respect. A coordinated effort by families, society and the government is essential to ensure a dignified and happy life for them. We must stand by our elders, listen to them, and learn from their experiences. For the smile of an elderly person reflects the true essence of our civilization. The International Day of Older Persons is observed globally on 1st October. However, due to Durga Puja celebrations, the day was observed in Tripura on October 14 this year. Speaking as the chief guest at the state-level program organized at Agartala Town Hall to mark the International Day of Older Persons, Tripura's Social Welfare and Social Education Minister Stinku Roy said, "Old age homes must be seen as a blot on society. Children who fail to care for their elderly parents may face legal action, as tribunals have been set up in every subdivision." The minister has urged sons, daughters and relatives to fulfill their responsibilities towards elderly family members and protect their rights. Emphasizing India's traditions and values, he said that caring for aging parents is deeply rooted in the nation's culture and heritage. During the event, four senior citizens were felicitated, including 106-year-old Aruna Prabha Majumdar of Dukli, West Tripura, who received a shawl, citation, memento, umbrella and 5,000 rupees in cash. The minister also felicitated Mukti Sangha of Ramnagar Agartala with 20,000 rupees and a plaque for their exemplary service to senior citizens during Durga Puja. Avalambun Old Age Home of Barjala was recognized as the best privately run old age home. The program also featured discussions on the Ayushman Bharat scheme and welfare measures for senior citizens. Among those present were West District Jila Sabhadipati Vishwajit Sil, Agartala Mayor Deepak Majumdar, Social Welfare Secretary Tapas Rai and Director Tapan Kumar Das. Deputy Law Secretary Shankashubhra Datta highlighted various legal provisions introduced by the state government to ensure the welfare and protection of citizens above 60 years. Aditya Datta for Northeast Diary, Akashvani, Agartala.
Today we journey through the enchanting land of Assam, often referred to as the land of blue hills and red rivers. This vibrant region, serving as the gateway to Northeast India, stands as a sentinel of diverse cultures and spiritual legacies. Assam's landscape is a tapestry of lush greenery, rolling hills, and the majestic Brahmaputra and Barak rivers. Here, centuries of history have woven a rich cultural fabric, home to myriad races, tribes, and ethnic groups, each contributing to the state's unique identity. At the heart of Assam's spiritual legacy lies the revered Kamakhya Temple, a significant pilgrimage site known for its deep-rooted tantric traditions. Nearby, the Navagraha Temple beckons with its celestial connections. Further enriching Assam's narrative are the historical towns of Digboi, famous for its oil heritage, and Tezpur, known for its romantic tales and archaeological wonders. And of course, Dispur, the state capital, symbolizes the modern spirit of Assam. Friends, join our special correspondent Regina S. Nair as she shares her travel tales and personal experiences, unveiling the magic of Assam and its profound spiritual heritage.
Assam is the gateway to the seven sister states of the east and lies beneath the foothills of the eastern Himalayas. The ancient state, over 2,500 years old, was once called Kamrupa, a land where, according to Hindu mythology, the god of love, Kamdeva, was born. The Brahmaputra River flows right through its middle and has been nourishing its residents for centuries.
Shailasute
Assam is also known for tantrism and magic. Located on the Nilanchal Hill at 800 feet above sea level in Guwahati is the 2,200-year-old revered Kamakhya Devi Temple. It is one of the most visited temples of the Northeast, dedicated to the goddess Kamakhya, a manifestation of goddess Shakti, who is said to possess many magical and tantric powers. We drove up to the temple 8 kilometers from Guwahati along beautiful winding roads early morning. The view of the city below and the flowing river from the temple was a sight to behold. According to legend, after Sati set herself on fire, Lord Vishnu, the protector, cut up her dead body into 51 pieces and flung them across India, making the places where they fell holy. Kamakhya is the spot where goddess Sati's womb fell. We were quite taken aback by the various sacrifices and rituals being performed at the temple to please the goddess. To get to the inner sanctum, we climbed down dark and narrow, steep stone steps and then reached the end of the sacred crypt. The temple attracts a huge number of pilgrims, priests and hordes of devotees waiting to catch a glimpse of her. Our next stop was the Navagraha Temple, built in the late 18th century in Guwahati, an important astrological and astronomical center of the state, dedicated to the worship of the 9 planets of the solar system. The temple, also known as the abode of the sun god, has 9 Shivalingams, representing the 9 celestial bodies with the sun at the center. These are arranged in the shape of a celestial circular arch. This region is often called the Eastern City of Astrology. Since we were spending the day visiting places in and around Guwahati, we decided to stop by Dispur, a locality of Guwahati that became the capital of Assam in 1973. Former capital Shillong was then made capital of the bordering state of Meghalaya, which was carved out of Assam. Though the seat of the government of Assam sits in Dispur, it is more known for the Guwahati Tea Auction Center, established in 1970, located here, which auctions the largest volume of CTC tea in the world. CTC here meaning the process, crush, tea and curl by which the tea is made. The center has high international standards, is modern and well equipped to handle such tea auctions. We followed this up with a visit to Hajo, located on the banks of the Brahmaputra, about 25 kilometers from Guwahati. The beauty of Hajo is that it is an ancient pilgrimage center. The sacred places considered most pious in Hajo are the Hayagriva Madhava temple for the Buddhists and the Kedareshwara and Madan Kamdev temples for the Hindus. After we had paid our obeisance to the gods and goddesses of the state, we decided to head out to get some breathtaking views of the only hill station in Assam, Haflong. Also known as a white ant hillock, half long, about 300 kilometers from Guwahati, greeted us with the beautiful view of the Halflong Lake. It is one of the largest natural water bodies in Assam, surrounded with green rolling hills and valleys, streams and waterfalls, and its aromatic pineapple and orange trees. It's a popular destination for nature lovers, and one can also do trekking and paragliding. We just spent the day absorbing the fresh air and stunning views and eating pineapples. We decided to have a heavy breakfast and head out early to Tezpur, about 190 kilometers from Guwahati. Also known as the cultural capital of Assam, Tezpur is visually stunning with views of the snow-clad Himalayas and a plethora of tea gardens. Being one of Assam's oldest inhabited cities, it has ruins dating back to the 4th century. We visited the doorframe of Da Parbatia, the oldest specimen of sculptural art in Assam. We also visited the Agnigar Hill, the site of the romance between Princess Usha and the daughter of King Bana and Aniruddha. King Bana kept Usha on this hill, surrounded by fire. We had a spectacular view of the Brahmaputra River from the hill and the 3,000-meter-long Kalia-Bhomora Bridge that connects the Sonitpur and Nagaon districts. The next day was dedicated to visiting the Nameri National Park, about 35 kilometers north, and the Orang National Park, about 40 kilometers west of Tezpur. Both these sanctuaries have a variety of rare flora and fauna. The Nameri National Park has a large elephant population, and one can also spot the tiger, sambar, leopard and deer. We spent a relaxed day at the park, river rafting and swimming. The Orang National Park is also called a mini Kaziranga, and one can spot the one-horned rhino here, as well as a variety of other migratory birds and animals. Our last stop for this leg of the journey was Digboi, or the oil city of Assam, located in the Tinsukia district, about 290 kilometers from Tezpur. Digboi is known for having Asia's first oil refinery, or the oldest working oil well in Asia. The refinery is the second in the world. It's a pretty place surrounded by tea gardens and blue hills. We visited the Digboi Centenary Museum and learnt that oil drilling first started in Digboi in 1901. The place got its name from the Britishers, who used to tell the labourers to dig, boy, dig, when they were looking for crude oil.
If you want to live it up and drive a limousine, have plenty money in your blue jeans, and a lot of pretty women hanging on your wings, pay attention, man, you will get just what I mean. You got to dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, dig, boy, ooh, dig, boy, dig, boy, dig. Get ahead in the world. Gotta stretch all your nickels, dimes, and pennies too. Oh, Mother Nature gets the best of you. For times have changed, you better get wise, or you find yourself slipping like a lot of other guys. If you don't dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, dig, get ahead in the world. Up a fast, tell them the whistle as you bypass, and that drive-in try your chance to stop. You get a lot of attention from a pretty cop if you will dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, get ahead in the world. Now it ain't no lie that I'm telling you. Cross my heart, hope to die is true. A little bit advice and the words of a song. Watch yourself, fellow, you may go wrong. You gotta dig, boy. Dig, boy, dig, dig, boy. Dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, dig, boy, dig, dig, boy, get in the world.
Today we are exploring the unique ways Diwali is celebrated in Northeast India. While the festival of lights is often linked to traditional practices in other parts of the country, here in the Northeast, it takes on a rich and diverse flavor. In Assam, Diwali is celebrated as Kali Puja. Families illuminate their homes with earthen lamps or diyas and burst firecrackers to ward off evil spirits. The streets come alive with joyous sounds and the sweet aroma of festival treats wafting through the air. Traveling to Meghalaya, we witness a breathtaking spectacle as villagers light lamps not just in their homes but also on the hillsides, creating a stunning visual feast that twinkles like stars against the night sky. This sight truly captures the spirit of Diwali, celebrating like overcoming darkness. Now let's head to Nagaland, where the festival of Tokhu Imang coincides with Diwali. This harvest festival is a time for gratitude and celebration, emphasizing community spirits in abundance. It beautifully reminds us of interconnectedness of nature and humanity. In Sikkim, the celebration transforms into the vibrant Tihar festival, cherished by the Gorkha Nepali community. Over 5 days, Tihar honors not only deities, but also the animals that play a vital role in their lives. Each day features its own unique rituals. On the first day, Kag Tihar, crows are honored with offering of rice. These birds are considered messengers of death, and by celebrating them, families invite good fortune and dispel sadness. The second day, Kukur Tihar warms our hearts as we pay homage to our canine companions. Dogs are adorned with marigold garlands, treated to delicious meals, and receive a special tikka as a symbol of respect and love. This day beautifully highlights the bond between humans and animals. And as we move to the third day of Gai Tihar, and Lakshmi Puja takes center stage. Cows, symbols of prosperity and health, are honored with garlands and prayers. The evening shines bright as families welcome the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, with diyas, music and dance. And on the fourth day, Govardhan Puja marks the beginning of the new year in the Nepali calendar. This day includes diverse rituals, with many families giving special attention to oxen, feeding them delicious treats. And finally, we arrive at Bhai Tika, a day dedicated to the cherished bond between brothers and sisters. Sisters apply tika to their brothers, wishing them long life and prosperity. This heartfelt exchange strengthens familial ties and brings a joyful conclusion to the Tihar festival. In Northeast India, Diwali or Tihar is more than just a celebration of lights. It is a heartfelt acknowledgement of nature, community and the shared humanity that binds us all. As the lights twinkle across the hills and valleys, they symbolize the triumph of goodness over darkness and the joy of being together with loved ones. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the vibrant celebrations of Diwali in Northeast India. Until next time, may the spirit of joy and togetherness illuminate your hearts. A very happy Diwali to you.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.